For us who are the Lord's, this is not a ceremony, it's not a performance, but it's a remembrance. God said, this do in remembrance of me. And I love reading the different portions of Scripture where the Lord instituted the Last Supper, or the Lord's table, as it's called. It's never called a sacrament. The idea of a sacrament, sacred, is that somehow there's grace in the elements. But we know that this is a picture. It's just like a picture of bread that if you had it hanging on a wall could never give life. It's a picture. A hungry person could stare at that picture all day long and die of hunger. And the same with thirst. You could have a picture of a cup of wine, as we have here, but life isn't in the cup. It's in the one that it represents. And in Luke chapter 22, again, this is God's inspired word in verse 14. I love how it's put, when the hour was come. It was that hour that God purposed for the Lord Jesus Christ to lay down his life. No man took his life. He laid it down of himself, and he took it up again. Such was the commandment that he received with his Father. But there was that hour. Nothing was left to speculation or to men's devices, even though God delivered him up through the hands of wicked men to crucify and slay him. Yet they didn't do one thing more or less than what God purposed. The hour was come. And I love this picture too. He sat down. This was not grievous for our Lord, what was about to take place. It says the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Why this Passover? Because this is the one that was purposed from all eternity to be the last. Now, the Jews went on and continued to celebrate Passover, but they did it to their own destruction. Because this was to be the last. There were not to be any more lambs offered after this. As far as God was concerned. Because here was his lamb. For I say unto you, verse 16, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Well, when it's fulfilled, that means he's no longer going to eat that thereof. He's no longer eating the Passover. This is not the Passover that we're celebrating here. We're celebrating Christ. Our Passover. So he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. We've taken one particular cup, a wine, a bottle, if you will, and we've divided it among ourselves. I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. If the kingdom of God is not come, then we're wasting our time partaking of this. Because he said, I'll not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. The reality is that it came with his dying and rising again. And stop and think, when we do this in remembrance of him, we're not doing it in remembrance of someone who died like some people remember a martyr. We do it in remembrance of him who died and rose again, and the living Savior. That means that he is present now with us, even as we partake. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. That might shock some, because you read here again, likewise also the cup. So did he take the cup twice? No, one was the Passover cup. Now this is the New Testament, cup of the New Testament. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. So going back to the old, which is shed. Love that word. It's not spilt. You spill something that you didn't intend to. No. Shed means it was on purpose. Shed for you. It's a that's what we're about. We remember his body, so we hold in our hand this unleavened bread and his blood shed. Both are necessary, but both are all that were necessary that God might be just and just one. It took the person of Christ coming in the flesh and laying down his life, shed his blood, sinners such as we are, might be saved. Let's thank him and then we'll partake. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word. It gives us understanding, not just be going through the motions. But as we hold this unleavened bread in our hands, we hold this wine in our other hand. It's a remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body that was prepared. Just like the flower of this bread that was sown in the ground, a seed, and died, and then raised up and cut down, put through the mill and the fire, all of that a picture of Christ, the cup being his shed blood. As we do this in remembrance of him, may our hearts rejoice and truly give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We're so unworthy, but he is worthy, and for it's therefore for his honor and glory that we partake. It's in his precious name I do thank you.